come.
Is it all right?
Oh, yes, I've been wanting to read this for ages. Oh, thank you. How did you know?
I had a bit of help from Alice. She said you'd been going on about it.
On and on, I'm afraid. Oh, it was serialised on the radio. I can't wait to start it.
Good. You have a nice lot of cards.
Yes, haven't done badly, have I? Have you seen this one from Nolly?
Oh, let's see.
It's the puppy she had for Christmas.
Oh. Have you spoken to her?
Yes. Kate rang earlier, and Debbie, and Brian took me out to dinner last night, so I...
Oh, it sounds to me as though you've been thoroughly spoiled.
Oh, I have a bit. Have you got time for a coffee, Mum?
I don't think so, Jennifer. We've got to get to church.
Oh, say a prayer for me, will you? I'm giving myself a day off as a treat.
Yes, you go on spoiling yourself. And you've still got your birthday tea at Lillian's to look forward to.
Oh, yes, so I have.
How are you doing, Neil?
Oh, I'm getting there, slowly.
Oh, I'm sorry I can't help, mate.
Yeah, because mucking out the hen houses always was one of your favourite jobs.
Nah, it's just me. This doesn't seem to be getting much better.
Oh. You still on the painkillers?
Yeah, and me stitches are starting to pull and all. Oh.
When are they coming out?
Wednesday. Oh, it's doing me head in all this sitting about.
Oh, well, you'll just have to put up with it.
Yeah.
It was nasty what happened to you. It could have been a lot worse.
Oh, I wish you'd tell Brenda that.
Oh, still trying to defend Tom, is she?
Oh, I tell you, Neil, I can't understand her. I'll tell you something else, it hurts.
Yes, I bet it does.
It's more than anything. Well, she knows how I feel. She were out with him again last night. He just phones her from his car when he gets here now. She knows I won't have him in the house.
You got my sympathy, mate. I know just where you're coming from.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mind you, in our house, if you're not worrying about one of them's love life, you're worrying about the others.
Oh, what's Christopher done now?
Oh, he's got Susan mithering.
Well, to be fair, Neil, that ain't difficult.
Well, that's true.
It's about this Nisha, is it?
Yep.
Where's she sprung from, anyway?
Ah, over Highbury way, apparently. But it's where she's from before that's got Susan going.
Yeah, it's a funny name. Something kind of foreign, is it?
Susan looked it up on the net. It's Hindu.
Oh, blimey.
It means night or twilight.
Oh, very exotic.
Yeah. So Susan's up to hide her?
Oh, I bet she is. It's amazing, isn't it? When you're young, how you meet people. He's never without a girlfriend for long, your Chris.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how he does it. I never had his sort of confidence around girls.
Well, you were a real slow starter, weren't you?
I got there in the end.
Oh, yeah, right. Once you got over your crush on Shula.
Oh, yeah, ask you. Well, you never know, do you? I mean, look at your Roy and Kate Aldridge, eh?
Oh, we're...
Yeah. At least you got one of your kids settled, Roy and Hayley. Could there be a nicer couple? Or happier?
Yeah, well...
Afternoon!
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, it's good to see you up and about, Mike.
Oh, sort of. You walking off your lunch, are you?
What? Oh, no, not really. I'm just getting some vitamin D while I can.
Yeah, it's not too bad at the moment, is it?
We only had a light lunch anyway. I've got to save myself for my birthday tea.
Oh, of course. At Lillian's, your mum said at church. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Many happy returns.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah, her and Jack are looking forward to it.
Yes, I know. Maybe I would be if I were 80-odd.
Oh, dear.
Oh, well, don't listen to me. I'm sorry. I sound so ungrateful.
No.
I don't mean to. I'm just a bit surprised, that's all.
Surprised?
What, you? I'd have thought Lillian had rather walk a mile over broken magnums of Moet than give a tea party, but, well, there you are. Perhaps they're all getting old.
Helen! Can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry to disturb you.
No, you're not. I was just writing my diary. I'll turn this off.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's only... You haven't forgotten, have you, this birthday tea of Jennifer's?
Oh, Mum, I said I didn't want to go.
Well, I know it's a bit of a drag. We don't have to stay long, just put in an appearance.
Have I got to?
Well, no.
Is Tom going?
No, but he can always plead work.
Well, I'm not saying he should be. It'll only be another chance for everyone to start criticising him.
Oh, I don't think so.
I do.
His family, they'll keep well off the subject.
You can't keep Jack off a subject once he starts.
OK, but, well, frankly, after what he did, Tom deserves all he gets. Every time I think he's actually grown up a bit, he just lets himself down and us.
He doesn't.
What?
He doesn't. He hasn't let anyone down.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Don't try and defend him,
Helen. He didn't do it. He didn't knock Mike down.
What?
It was me.
Happy birthday, darling. Where have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for Brian, but there's been a lambing crisis. He's racing around looking for spare colostrum.
Oh, dear. Anyway, you're here. That's the main thing. Come in.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, the sun's very lively.
Now, stick your coat down there.
Oh, thanks. Who's here?
Well, we had to start without you, I'm afraid. Matt's just back from a shooting weekend with Dougie Watts and Jerry, so they've stayed to say hello. It's all right with you, isn't it?
Yes, but I...
Oh, goodness, Lillian, I feel quite tipsy.
Mum!
I've had to bring my glass with me. Jerry keeps threatening to top me up.
What? Well, what about my tea party?
That's just what I said at first.
Darling, would you take me for? I wouldn't do that to you. It's a G&T party. So enjoy.
And then we came back here and you were all in the middle of the party and, well, you know the rest.
Well, no, not really.
You do. Everything that matters anyway.
Oh, Helen.
I'm so sorry, Mum.
No, don't be. You both had to make a snap decision. I can see...
No, don't say that. How come when you think Tom's mown someone down that's wicked and terrible, but when it's me, and actually I've done something far worse as well, then I get sympathy?
No, love, all I meant
I'm
was
I'm guilty. I got in the car and drove when I'd been drinking. I hit Mike. I drove on. If it hadn't been for Tom, we wouldn't have even got back at all. And then I'd just go to pieces and let it
Helen, take Helen, place. Look. Calm down. Calm down. Oh, shush.
Those little cakes look delicious.
Ian's idea. He said individual ones, a candle in each, and then there's no awkward questions about how many candles to put on a big cake.
Oh, he's so clever. Hope he manages to get here for a bit between shifts.
But at least your errant husband's turned up.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder where Pat and Tony are, though.
Probably at the police station bailing Tom out again.
Oh, Lillian.
Well, I'll give him a ring when I've done this. Shipping them along. They're missing all the fun.
They are.
Oh, thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, darling, it's been a hoot. Your face when I first said tea.
Oh, surprise.
Shall I take some more canapés round? Oh, you're doing the cakes.
Yeah, I'll bring them through in a minute.
Don't trust this old lush with them. She might drop them.
Do you mind? I've been on the tonic water for the last hour.
I'm only teasing. Isn't it a lovely party?
Yes, it's a very nice end to, well, a bit of a sad day.
Sad?
I didn't want to say anything before, but Mercedes Goodman rang at lunchtime. Sydney died on Friday.
Oh, no.
Oh,
not in Spain.
No, they had Christmas in Spain. They had a lovely time. They stayed for New Year and then came back last week.
He hadn't been ill, had he?
Not really, just the usual aches and pains.
Well, he had had high blood pressure for years.
Yes. Anyway, on Thursday he was complaining of chest pains. They got him admitted, but he had a massive heart attack in the night.
Oh, what a shame. How's Jack taking it?
Not bad, which is just as well, really. Mercedes wants him to speak at the funeral.
Oh, Mum, is that a good idea?
Well, I wasn't at all sure. All I said was I'd ask him, but he seems very keen. immediately started jotting things down. From what I saw, it all makes sense.
When is the funeral? No matter want to go.
Wednesday, at All Saints.
Right. We'll all go together, shall we?
Yes, that'd be nice.
Well, I just hope it won't all be too much for Jack.
I know.
Well, don't worry, Mum. We'll be there. You won't be on your own with him if he gets a bit, well, you know.
Thank you, dear. That'd be a big help. I think I will take some more canopies round. I'm going to be ages yet with those cakes.
Yeah, I think Ian's made one for every year of Jennifer's age. No wonder it's taking so long.
Oi! You too. You haven't changed since you were teenagers.
I think we should take that as a compliment. Oh, I haven't even given you your present yet.
Well, I didn't like to say anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. What did Brian come up with in the end?
He says I can buy that painting that I wanted for the dining room.
Oh, good. I slightly got the impression at the panto that things were a bit frosty between you.
No.
Really? He hasn't been playing away again?
No, absolutely not.
And I'm pleased to hear it. Anyway, here you are. A little something from me.
Oh, this is exciting. Oh, Lillian, my bubblegum bag.
Well, you made such a fuss about me buying it. I thought I should restore it to its rightful owner. Thank you. I've had my fun with it. Oh, and did I tell you, Matt bought me a beauty for Christmas. The sort you have to be on a waiting list for, but somehow he managed to jump the queue.
Oh, did he now?
So, don't worry, I'm not feeling too deprived.
You're better now, love.
Yeah, thanks. I suppose we ought to ring Lillian and tell her we're not going.
Oh, I'll do it in a minute. But I'm sure you're okay.
I'm fine, really.
You sure?
Yeah. I know what I've got to do. Now I've told you.
Well, we'll tell your dad, of course, and I've got some making up to do with Tom.
Yeah. And then we'll go to the police.
What?
Well, obviously. Now that I've told you...
Helen, no!
What do you mean, no?
You can't!
Mum!
Don't you see?
Mum, I'm not discussing this. It's my decision. I'm going to the police. From now on, I'm telling the truth.
Oh, Tony, can you talk to her?
I don't see what I can say, Pat, that we haven't already said 20 times tonight.
Well, she's not listening to me.
Hello, I am here, you know.
Yeah, I know you are. Look, love, for the last time, we don't like it any more than you do. But going to the police now is only going to make things much, much worse.
Oh, I can't believe you both keep saying that. The people who brought me up not to tell lies.
Helen, we're not talking about who scribbled on the wallpaper or didn't clear up their toys. It's a bit more serious than that.
It's a lot more serious than that, Mum. That's my point. I'm trying to do the right thing here.
Yeah, well, it's a bit late in the day for that. Anything you do now is going to make things much worse for you. And for Tom.
Well, how can things get any worse? Tom's this hate figure in the village. Mike won't have him in the house. Roy's hardly speaking to him. I mean, it could wreck Tom and Brenda's relationship.
I don't think it's that bad.
And me? Well, I've got this guilt banging about in my head day and night. About Mike, about Tom, about all of it.
I know, love. It must be awful for you. But it's not just you here. And it's madness to try and clear your conscience by landing yourself in more trouble.
And Tom.
Oh. I've looked up what I can on the net.
Tom.
What have we found?
Well, I can't be certain.
No, but we've got to make some assumptions.
Yeah. So, if the charge is careless driving and failure to stop, it's going to be magistrate's court, points on my licence and a fine. Or take a driver improvement course.
Right.
But if we start changing the story...
Yeah, what?
That's perverting the course of justice, as far as I can see. Crown Court stuff.
Like Susan?
Yeah. And we all know what happened to her.
No, I remember all that. She was really unlucky to go to prison. She had a tough judge. She could have got off with a fine.
Well, she didn't, did she? And that's all we need, a tough judge having a bad day.
We?
Well, yeah, we both lied.
But Helen didn't give a statement.
No, but she should have. Anyway, it comes to the same thing. We colluded, or whatever you want to call it, to cover it up.
Oh, my God. You could both go to prison.
If they found us guilty, We could. Yeah.
Oh, good. You've warmed the bed up a bit.
Yeah, but don't go putting your feet on me if they're cold.
Mm. Cold feet, warm heart, that's what they say, isn't it?
I don't think so. Not in Birmingham, anyway.
Oh, well, it is in Borsetshire. You're all right.
Yeah.
Well, we had our night off last night, so...
I suppose we did.
Not for you.
Love you too. Oh, Roy. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, it's no good.
Oh, but okay.
I'm sorry. I know we should, but I'm not in the mood.
No. No, you can't make yourself. Don't want the fun to go out of it, do we?
Sometimes I think it already has.
You don't mean that.
No, of course I don't. I love you. I love you so much. I just want us to have a baby.
Oh, Hayley.
And all I can think about is the IVF.
Well, you mustn't. It can still happen naturally, for one thing.
You don't still believe that, do you?
Well...
So, because if you do, you're kidding yourself.
Look, I'm not ruling anything out, that's all. Because once you convince yourself, well, you've had it, haven't you?
Oh, I don't know. What are we going to do? But what do you think about this egg-sharing thing?
That?
It'd slash the cost. And if it meant I could have more goes if the first time doesn't work...
Hayley, love, why are you being so negative about it all? So all you can see is what's not going
to
happen.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
You're making things worse for yourself.
No. What do you think? Or what if it was embryos we were donating? And how would you feel?
I think I feel, can we have a proper talk coming on?
Well, can we?
I can see why she can't believe we're condoning it.
Yes, I know. I'm not happy about the deceit myself.
No, nor me. But we did finally get through to her, didn't we?
Well, the idea of prison is a bit of a wake-up call.
Yes, but Helen could be so stubborn, and she was so determined at first.
Well, I think she accepted it's not just about her. She'd be dragging Tom down with her.
Oh, what a mess.
Look, we'll have to see how she is in the morning. But I think we've just got to keep on stressing the same thing. It's a crazy idea.
But what if she just goes after the police off her own bat? We can't keep her here.
No, well, I don't know. We'll have to keep an eye on her. Keep her occupied, I suppose.
Oh, why do these things keep happening to her? Why is it always Helen?
Oh, love, we're not going to answer that one tonight, are we?
No.
Oh, come here. Better?
A bit. Oh, no.
What now?
Oh, you know what we never did. Ring Lillian to explain why we weren't there. Oh, well, I'll phone them in the morning.
No, I'll do it. They are my sisters.
Oh. All right, then, thanks.
You thought any more about your birthday?
Oh, Tony, I don't want to.
No, come on. Let me take you out somewhere. Or all of us could go.
With Helen like she is? I don't think so.
Oh, go on.
No, love, honestly. Please, can we give it a miss this year? I really don't feel like celebrating.
Well, if you're sure. Let me know if you change your mind. I'd like to spoil you.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Put the light out. You've got to get up in about 5 hours.
Good night, love.
Good night.
Let's be honest. What they're talking about is a straight trade-off.
Well...
It is, Roy. It's like a bribe. Sell us your eggs.
No, share.
No, sell. Sell us your eggs. We'll take it off the cost of the treatment.
When you put it like that...
That's horrible, isn't it? But in a way, I could see we'd be doing something good.
Yeah?
There's women much worse off than me. And if I gave them the chance to have a baby of their own...
Yeah, but would it be their own?
So, well, this is it, isn't it? I think I'd feel it was mine. And I keep thinking, oh, I should be happy for the person who it helped have that child. But, you know, Roy, I don't know if I could be. If I hadn't managed to have a baby myself.
Love.
And I know, all along, I just keep thinking, is there a baby out there? A child growing up that's a part of me? But on the other hand, it brings the cost down such a lot.
Yeah, but you're talking about a different sort of cost, though, aren't you?
No.
We're going round in circles here.
Sorry, I can't think about anything else.
Look, the doctor said there's a way to go before we even think about it. And I still reckon you're jumping ahead.
Roy.
No, you are. We've got the blood and the sperm test results to come back with.
Well, they're not going to show anything new.
You don't know that.
Okay.
And if we do have to go for IVF, well, there'll be all sorts of counselling, won't there? We won't have to take all these decisions on our own.
No.
So, first things first. Test results back. You have the laparoscopy if necessary, and we'll take it from there.
I suppose so.
Please, love. Just one thing at a time.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Great. Now, do you mind if we get some sleep?
Yeah, sorry. I suppose you're better.
Night-night.
Night. Roy.
Mm.
I'm wide awake now. I don't suppose your previous offer's still open.
I brought you a coffee. I won't come in.
Oh, thanks, love. I could do with it.
Yeah, well, if you feel like I do, we'll be getting through a lot of coffee today.
Yeah. Oh, that's better.
Where's Helen?
She's turning the cheese. And she and Clary are going to make a start on a new batch.
I'm glad you talked her into doing that.
Well, she looked so awful. There's no way she could have gone into the shop.
No, I don't think she can have slept a wink.
No. And Clary's happy to help her. She's probably better company than me.
We'll get through it, Pat.
Will we?
You know we will.
What about Helen, though?
Well, she's just got to keep a lid on it till Tom gets his summons. Once we know what he's being charged with and we pay the fine or he takes the driving course or whatever, then it's finished, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, no.
Helen's problems aren't just about the accident. Look at all the lead-up to it.
Yes.
She's a mess, Tony. And I've been turning a blind eye.
Oh, we both have.
Do you think she's depressed?
Depressed? Well, I don't know.
She could have got that from me.
What? Oh, Pat.
Well,
No, look, I'm not having you go down that path. You were depressed after John died, yes. But it was a one-off. You got help. You got better. End of story.
You think so?
Yes. Definitely.
She's never got over losing Greg, I don't think. And maybe not John either.
Oh, but she had all that counselling at the clinic.
I know she did, but maybe it wasn't enough.
Well, should we try and get her and have some more?
Well, that's easier said than done. Look how long it took us to get her to see someone about not eating.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, She's far too fragile for us to broach anything like that just at the moment.
No, well, then, let's leave it a couple of days. Let things calm down. Then maybe by the end of the week...
Oh, I want to help her so much. I just want her to be... Oh, not even happy, just normal.
Shh. All right, love.
I honestly don't know what we're going to do with her.
And 21 pence change, thanks.
Can you manage those bags, Usha?
Oh, I should think so.
Here, let me get the jar for you.
Oh, what service. Thank you, Bert.
My pleasure.
You can keep him off, Susan. Bye.
Bye.
It's not a very nice morning out there.
No.
Just think, we could be out in that. All in silage to the ewes.
Yeah.
Better off inside, eh?
Could you move your things, Bert? I've got to fill up these sweets.
Oh, yeah, got you that. Do you want any help?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thank you.
Well, you think David expected me to be hanging around there, you know, at Brookfield. But I wasn't going to fall into that trap.
No?
I've seen it happen too many times. Blokes who've retired hanging around where they're not wanted.
Really?
Shuntering on, getting in the way.
Yeah. Oh, look, can I just...
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Thanks. I'm surprised you ever leave the house with that new telly of yours. I had the chance to sit around with my feet up all day.
Oh, no, I don't hold with television in the daytime.
Trisha will be on in a minute.
The work of the devil it is.
That's a bit odd.
Well, I had a look at some of it when I was off poorly last year. The things folks get up to.
Oh, yeah,
and then they've got the front to go on telly and talk about it. There was this one young girl, her husband had been away, or he'd been in prison. Anyway, she was expecting, and she didn't know if it was his baby or his brother's.
So,
oh, such stuff as would make your hair curl.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Robert.
Morning.
Bert, hello.
Keeping busy, are you?
Thanks. Susan, can I keep my card in the window for another month?
Of course. It's bringing the work in, isn't it?
Well, seems to be, yeah. 30 pence a week, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, there you are.
Oh, thanks.
I've made myself a board as well, you know, to display outside where I'm working.
Oh, very professional.
I hope so. It's free publicity, anyway.
And where are you today?
The stables, isn't it? Shula said you were going to fix their gutter in.
That's right.
Well, can we catch a lift then? It's only a step from there home.
Yeah, of course.
Save me walking in this weather.
Quite. Shall we get going then?
Why, yeah. Right. Bye, Susan.
Bye, Bert.
Hello.
Bye.
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 Hello.
Sorry, you first.
Oh, thanks very much.
Christopher?
Don't panic, I was just passing.
Oh, well, it's nice to see you.
I'll have these, please.
Oh, thanks, love.
Oh, and it's okay, isn't it, if Nisha comes to tea Thursday?
What?
We're going to this club night in Porchester, so...
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine, no problem.
Great. See ya.
Oh, hang on. Is she, Has she got any dietary preferences?
What?
Well, you know, is there anything she doesn't eat? Like, is she a vegetarian or anything?
Yeah, good point. She is, actually.
Oh, it's a good job I asked, then.
Yeah, see you later.
Yeah, bye, love. Oh, Lord.
Oi! Look, if you keep knocking into me, it's going to go all over the floor.
What's it for you, David?
Oh.
Not a good moment.
No, can you hang on a minute?
Sure. They're growing so fast.
Yeah, they're drinking enough. They're getting quite strong, too. They'll be in with the others soon.
I've still got people coming up to me about the echo piece.
Yeah? Right. Oh, I'll have that coffee now, thanks.
There you go. And Adam's really chuffed we thought to get a plug-in for Hassett Hills as well.
Hmm. Yeah, I only wish we'd thought to give the website address.
And there's always more you could do.
Yeah.
So, can I do anything for you?
Hmm?
Don't tell me you're not missing Bert at all. You must have done something round the place.
Yeah, sure, but, you know, if you're organised.
You've done the ewes?
Yep, got round them first thing.
How about strawing down the older calves? We could do it together.
Well, it hasn't got to be done till tomorrow.
Right. Well, you're well ahead then.
Yep. Oh, actually, I'll tell you what you could do, Ruth.
Yeah?
You could check what bills we can leave and what's got to be paid, and you could update the poisons book now we've had the delivery. Oh, and you could fill in some cattle passports.
Right.
You don't mind?
No.
Oh, that'd be great, thanks.
David?
Yeah?
Have you thought any more about me taking over the herd?
Oh, no, sorry, I haven't really.
Because if you were wondering about the kids, I was trying to work it out. Whoever wasn't doing the milking would have to do the school bus run in the mornings.
Yeah.
But with after-school club, and if Phil and Jill had help, and Pip could do a bit more...
Well, she'd probably want pay.
Well, of course. But I think we could manage in the afternoons.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all very well in term time, but what about the holidays?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, whatever we pay her, you can't expect Pip to look after the boys all day and every day, and I can't believe she'd want to either.
But
Mum and Dad, you know, they're getting on. Josh and Ben can play them up something rotten.
I know, so I thought that maybe we...
Look, sorry, but I really want to catch Martin about the PDs. Can we talk about it another time?
Sure.
It's in the Bible, you know, the first mention of blacksmithing.
You don't say.
Yep, in the book of Genesis somewhere. I can't rightly remember what chapter.
I'll look it up the minute I get home.
Well, it's early on. Tubal Cain it was.
Huh?
He was like the founding father of, well, foundries and forges and that.
Oh, what's the name? I thought it was a bandage or something.
No, no. He was the son of Zilla.
Right. There you go, girl.
Aren't you going to grind them nail-edged in?
I want to see how she loads first.
Christopher,
have you seen... Hello, Bert. You're still here.
You done with that guttering now?
Yeah, I was looking for Shula so she could inspect it.
The downpipe don't look quite straight to me.
Really? It looks okay to me, Robert.
No, it's a bit out. Definitely a bit out of true.
It'll do the job, won't it? I'm going to walk this mare round a bit. Come on, go.
You finished here, then?
Yeah. I suppose I might as well drop you back home.
Oh, no, I wouldn't dream of putting you to that trouble.
No, it's all right. I'm going home for lunch.
It's never dinner time.
It certainly is.
Well, who'd have thought it? I don't know where the morning's gone.
I think I can imagine.
I was only going to stay 10 minutes.
I didn't think you were going to stay at all.
No, well, once I got chatting to Alistair...
Yeah, pity he had to rush off on his calls.
Ah, too much rushing about. That's the trouble with folk. Mind you, I was the same. I don't know how I ever found time to work.
No. Do you want a lift, then?
Oh, goodness me, no. I wouldn't want to hold you up. It's no distance from here.
Right.
Oh, it's Brain of Borsetshire on the radio in half an hour. I like that.
Jolly good. Enjoy.
I will.
Oh, Robert, you're still here. Wonderful.
Hello, Susan.
And Chris must be, because of his van.
Yeah, he's around somewhere.
And he's home for dinner. He hadn't taken his sandwiches. He can't live on crisps and coffee, whatever he thinks the kind of work he does.
No. I find I get ravenous.
Yeah. Oh, talking of food, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah?
I've got a bit of a special meal to cook this week for Christopher's new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Nisha, isn't it?
That's right. And, I want to do a curry. And I remembered Linda once talking about some aubergine thing. Aubergine sandal, was it?
Ah, yeah. Aubergine sambal, yes.
Oh, that'd be it, yeah. And do you think I could have the recipe?
Oh, yeah, of course. It is a very good choice. One of our favourites. Absolutely delicious.
It's not too fiddly, is it?
No, couldn't be simpler.
Oh, great. Only I'll have enough to worry about.
Well, I'll dig out the recipe and drop it into the shop later. Would that be all right?
Oh, thanks ever so much.
Well, there is one condition, though.
Oh?
Please, can you never again tell Bert where I'm working?
I'm sorry to land on you the minute you get in.
Oh, don't be silly. I've had a great day in court. I was looking for a reason to break out the lemon drizzle cake.
Oh, not for me, Usha, honestly.
Oh, really?
Tea's fine, thanks.
Pity, I was looking forward to a change from Christmas cake.
Oh, don't let me stop you.
No, I shouldn't. How come you can be spared at this hour?
The boys went back to Laura Loxley after school. I'm on my way to pick them up.
I see.
I suppose I was treating it as a bit of a practice run.
Sorry?
Some hope.
Ruth, my brain may be a bit befuddled by a day dealing with the world's dimmest defendant, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll start again.
Please, there's your tea.
Thanks. Right. I asked David the other week what he thought about me taking over the herd again.
And he said?
He hasn't said anything yet. And I asked him about it again today, and he's still... Well, he says he hasn't had a chance to think about it. But he can't be very keen, can he?
Well, maybe he hasn't had time. He is managing without Bert, after all.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't have so much to do if he let me take some responsibility. But I'm sidelined into the office and with the kids.
Well, that's no bad thing. You'd feel a lot worse if he was keeping you away from them.
That's true, I suppose.
Look, Ruth, he hasn't said no outright, has he?
No.
And he hasn't talked about keeping Martin permanently or asking the agency for someone else?
No.
So he hasn't rejected it out of hand?
He's still extended Martin by a month.
Exactly. He's buying himself thinking time. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong is he could be working himself up to say no, thinking up reasons why it wouldn't work, when the fact is he just doesn't want me to do it.
Now you're jumping to conclusions.
Am I? I told him all the ways I could fit it around the kids. He seemed pretty keen to prove why it couldn't work.
Oh, Ruth. I know it's difficult, but you've got to stay positive.
I'm trying to be. That's why I came up with it in the first place, to prove to him how committed I am.
I know.
The fact is, he just doesn't trust me anymore. With the farm, as a person, full stop.
No. I'm sure that's not true.
Usha, how can you say that?
Because despite everything, he's still there and you're still there.
I wonder where his head is half the time. If the kids aren't around, we seem to have nothing to say to each other. Mm. We sit in front of the telly in the evenings watching stuff neither of us is interested in.
So get out of there. Leave him to do this thinking he wants to do. You come out with me.
Oh, Usha, I
no,
can't
I'm
just...
serious. Give me a night next week. We'll go out.
Okay. Thanks. It'd be nice to have a change of scene.
Mm, of course it would. Oh. Come in.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you, Usha. Oh, hello, Ruth.
Hi, Susan.
Well, come in. Do you want some tea?
No, thanks. I've got to get home, but... Oh, I'm in such a mess. I wondered if you could help me out.
Well, I'll try.
I've got a special meal to cook on Thursday. An Indian meal.
Yeah?
And I've tried the fruit and veg wholesaler that supplies the shop, but they didn't want to know.
What is it you're after?
Well, I know you're not much of a cook, Usha, but if you can't help, I wondered about your Auntie Satcha. I'm desperate, you see. I've got to get my hands on a tamarind.
There's your toast, dear.
What's all these bits?
Peel, Jack.
Peel?
That's right. Thin cut, how you like it.
There shouldn't be peel in jam.
No, dear. Marmalade. It's just orange jam, really. I think it might be Spanish originally.
Spanish?
I'll have to ask Mercedes.
Mercedes?
We'll be seeing her later, at the funeral.
What funeral?
Sydney's, dear. You've written a few words to say.
Sid? But he's no age.
What?
Not Sid from Birmingham.
What? No, not Sid Perks, of course not. Sir Sidney Goodman.
Eh?
Oh, come on, Jack, dear. You remember Sidney? You used to play golf together. He used to come to shooting parties.
Shooting?
You were in the Chamber of Commerce with him for years. He owned the canning factory.
Oh, him.
Yes, there. You knew all along. See, you were just teasing me.
And he's died?
Yes. We'd better get a move on. We've got to be at All Saints at 12.
Today?
Yes.
Well, can't we go tomorrow?
No, dear, not really.
They won't miss me if I'm not there.
But, Jack, you're speaking. Look, you wrote it down and I typed it all out.
Eh?
We can't let Mercedes down.
Oh, I'm tired, Peggy. I'm too tired.
Oh, love.
I want to go back to bed.
I'll see if you can eat a bit more toast, dear. I'm just going to make a phone call.
Robert!
Up here!
They don't get any less steep, these stairs.
Nah, you've gone soft living in a bungalow.
Maybe. Oh, that door's up to your high standards now, is it?
I told you, Bert, it must have been the paint. Probably gone a bit gloopy.
Gloopy?
How did you know I was here anyway?
You've got your signboard outside, ain't you?
Ah, of course.
Though who's going to see it up the holiday cottages, I don't know. There's not exactly much passing traffic.
No, well, you never know.
Unless the ewes might want the lambing shed redecorated.
Very droll.
What's their next job, then?
Well, I've got the insulation to put up in the loft.
Oh, that's going to be a horrible job.
Well, I've got all the protective gear.
Oh, I meant poking into all the corners. And there's plenty of those the way these cottages have been extended.
Yes, I know. I've had a peep.
Well, I hesitate to offer my help after the last time.
No, honestly, Bert, I can't keep taking advantage of you.
Oh, I don't mind.
Now, it's not fair. If you help, I feel I ought to give you something, and... Well, I can't afford an assistant.
You know it's not about the money.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a one-man band.
Oh, all right. Well, you've made your attitude pretty clear.
Bert...
No, I hope I know when I'm not wanted.
Sorry that I'm late, Mum. I popped into the shop for your bits and pieces.
Thanks, Lillian.
I had Susan wittering on about Tamarin and Usha's Aunt Satya. She gets worse. Look, shall I take these in for you?
No, I don't want to disturb Jack. I think he's just dropped off.
Well, how is he?
It's very unfortunate. He had a bad night. He's just tired, really, but it makes him more confused.
Oh, dear. Are you sure you don't want me to stay with him and you go to the funeral?
Oh, no, I couldn't do that to him, dear. If he wakes up and finds me gone, it could put him in a real panic.
Well, it's a shame you've got to miss it.
I've rung Mercedes and she was very good. She quite understands. And as long as someone gives Jack's little speech about Sydney...
Well, I hope I'm up to the job.
Oh, I've got it here. His writing was a bit scribbly, so I typed it out.
Well, it's not... too long, anyway.
No. Mercedes just wanted him to give an idea of Sydney as a person. One of the sons is speaking about him as a parent.
Right. No, it looks fine. Some really nice memories in there.
Yes, well, that is Jack's forte.
Don't you worry about it anymore. Matt and I'll give Sydney a good send-off.
Thanks.
You know, you look pretty tired yourself.
When Jack's restless, I can't sleep either.
Oh, Mum. Why didn't you get Jenny to come round? Then you can get a bit of rest. And when Jack wakes up, she can wake you.
She's not here, dear. She's gone to Southampton. Alice wanted another look at the university.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, Tony, then. Or Pat.
My God, they're always so busy. And it's Pat's birthday.
So?
Well, it's not a very cheerful way to spend it.
Well, tough. With all this business with Tom, they're not exactly hanging out the bunting for it anyway, from what I can gather.
Oh, leave it, Lillian. I'll be fine.
Oh, all right. Look, I'd better go or we're going to be late. I'll pop back this afternoon and let you know how it went, OK?
Thanks, dear. I'd like to know.
Hey. Bit further. A bit more. Okay, that's it. Right. Okay. Oh, try again. This is ridiculous. I'm stuck. Oh, Lord. Help! Help! Have to call in the cavalry.
Would you please be seated? Mrs. Lillian Bellamy will now say a few words.
Thank you. I realise this is different from what's in your order of service. I'm going to read what's been written by my stepfather, Jack Woolley, who was a great friend of Sir Sidney's over the years. I'm afraid Jack is not well enough to be here with us today. And I'm Not sure I can entirely fill his shoes, but I'll try. It's going to be hard to fill Sydney's shoes as well, judging by what Jack's written. In a remarkable generation, he was a remarkable man.
I'll give you another pull.
Are you all right, Bert?
I'm fine. What about you?
Yeah. Thanks. Oh, dear.
Well, you can laugh now.
I know. It wasn't a laughing matter when I thought I was going to be stuck there forever, I can tell you. Thank heaven for mobiles, eh?
Well, thank heavens you knew there was someone around who could come and help you, mean. Adam can't drop everything in the middle of lambing and Jennifer's not around.
No, I knew it was no good trying them.
Oh.
I owe you a big thank you, Bert.
Thank you. It's nice to be appreciated.
I think I owe you a drink.
Oh, thank you again.
So, shall we get ourselves out of here and down to the bull?
Oh, I can't be stopping for a drink now.
No?
Oh, no, when you called, I was just in the middle of helping Bob Pullen change all his light bulbs for low-energy ones.
I see.
And then I promised to nip him down to Borchester, change his talking books.
Right.
But then I shall be down the bull later on, and I shall be only too happy to take a point off you then.
But it'll be my pleasure.
There you are.
Thanks, Mum. This is very welcome. The G&Ts at the wake were even stronger than I made them.
How was the funeral?
Well, I think it went very well.
Did Mercedes bear up all right?
Yes, she did. Very dignified. Everyone was asking after you and Jack. They all send their love.
That's very kind. What about the eulogy?
Oh, well, went down a storm, especially the bit about the shoot in the rain and the beaters getting drunk.
Oh, that was funny. It's got to be 20 years ago now. Oh, dear. Happy days.
Oh, Mum, it's lovely to hear you laugh.
Oh, well.
How was Jack when he woke up?
Fine. There was no mention of the funeral. He completely forgotten we were ever meant to be going.
It's hard work for you, isn't it?
I want to look after him, Lillian. I wouldn't have it any other way.
I know. But you will ask for help, won't you? When you need it.
Thank you. I will.
Biggie!
Oh, here he is. Hello, Jack.
Have you seen the,
paper?
Oh, God! Do you still get the Felpersham Post?
You'll never guess who's died. Sydney Goodman.
Oh, dear.
Well, cheers, Bert, and thanks again for riding to the rescue.
It's all right. Cheers.
Did you do Bob Pullen's jobs?
Oh, yeah, poor old chap. He don't see so well these days.
He's amazing for his age. He does remember his dad coming back from the war, after all. The first war.
Yeah, I know. Oh, here. I got something for you at the library and all.
Winnie the Pooh.
Ah, it was our Trevor's favourite, and then his little girls.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Page 27, when he goes round to Rabbit's house.
Pooh goes visiting and gets into a tight place.
That's the one.
I might just point out, Bert, that my problem wasn't caused by stuffing myself with honey and condensed milk.
Oh, I know that.
Though the principle's the same, I suppose.
Exactly. At least you didn't have to stay there a week and slim down before you could get out.
That's everything, Mum. These little plates are clean.
Good. Thank you so much for staying on.
Oh, don't be silly. Won't hurt Matt to fix his own supper for once.
I do appreciate it.
I just thought you'd had enough for one day.
Oh.
Okay. Mum, it's all right. I don't know. It's nothing but good deeds this week. I hope Sydney saved me a place in heaven.
Oh, Lillian.
I can tell you, this halo's playing havoc with my hairdo.
Sorry I'm late. Blimey.
Don't you dare get those boots on my floor.
Okay. What's that smell?
What do you think it is? You knew I was doing a curry.
What
no, but are you trying a new brand of sauce?
It's not out of a jar, Neil. I'm making my own masala.
You what?
My own spice mix. In Indian cookery, you blend different spices every time, depending on what fresh ingredients you're using.
Oh, it's making my eyes water.
Oh, don't exaggerate. It's only a bit of garlic and chilli and galangal.
Huh? Hmm, what's this? It looks horrible.
Hey, leave it. Oh. It's my tamarind water.
Hmm. Well, I won't tell you what it looks like.
That tamarind's come all the way from Wolverhampton.
Oh, yeah?
Usha got her Auntie Satcha to send it. I was very grateful.
Well, I'm sure it'll be lovely when it's cooked.
Oh, I hope so. I just want everything to be right for Nisha. Hmm.
Do you want me to lay up?
Oh, we're not eating in here. It's all laid up in the dining room.
The dining room? Well, that means we'll have been in there twice in a month.
Well, I'm going to start using it more often. That's what's the point of having it.
Which is what I said when you wanted to buy the table, I seem to remember.
Yeah, well, since we did buy it, we might as well use it.
In the middle of the week?
Neil, go and have a bath.
Okay.
I've laid your clothes out on the bed.
Hey?
Your cords and your new jumper you had for Christmas.
Are you sure you don't want me in my suit?
No, you're just being ridiculous.
Me?
Can you look in on George? He should have gone off by now.
Well, where's Emma?
Oh, she's gone for a pizza with Ailey and Brenda.
Oh, she didn't fancy tamarind tikka masala then.
It's not tikka masala, Neil. Oh, just go, will you?
Thanks for the lift, Tom.
So, the garage don't think your whole exhaust needs replacing?
No, just the back box, is it?
Ah, right, yeah. No wonder it was making a row. Mm.
Not having much luck with cars lately. More than Mike is, though, of course.
Helen.
Well, it's true. Perhaps having to fork out for the repairs another sort of justice for mowing him down.
Stop it. It's a total coincidence. Your exhaust could have gone at any time.
Yeah, right. The last time I was being driven by
What did I just say?
If only I'd let you drive sooner. Where are we going?
I've got a delivery for Grey Gables. Won't take a minute.
I wouldn't mind a word with Ian, actually, about the cheese.
Oh, at last.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Got held up.
It was my fault.
You know the venison sausages are for tonight's menu?
Well, he had to
Well,
come
the restaurant's
and...
not even open yet.
Yeah, we have got a bistro too, you know.
Roy...
I'm sorry. They're here now.
Roy...
I'll get the stuff.
Please don't shout at him. It was my fault.
Yeah?
Yeah, he had to come to Borchester to pick me up.
You're taking your life in your hands, aren't you?
Roy?
You'd have been better off in a taxi.
Where do you want it, then?
I'll take it.
Okay.
Tap. Night, Ellen.
Night. Tom, you shouldn't be going through this.
Don't start that again.
Well, you shouldn't. It's not fair on you. It's not fair on anyone.
Not here, Helen.
Roy's one of your best mates.
Let's just get home, eh?
There. That's better.
It's choking me now.
Well, there's no point in having a tie on if it's all loose.
A tie?
What's wrong with it? Is my hair all right?
Yeah, it looks fine to me.
Only I dried it in such a hurry.
It looks lovely.
You always say that. Oh, dear. I hope my aubergine isn't drying out.
Susan, stop worrying.
What's the time?
It's just gone 7.
Only I can't start anything till they get here. I don't want the rice all mushy. Oh, it's them. That was Chrissy's van, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's them.
Can you see her?
No, it's too dark.
Oh, come away from the window. Oh. Don't let her see you gawping.
All right, it was you who wanted...
Hiya.
Evening.
Christopher. Oh, you're not... Where's Nisha?
She's on the phone to her brother. Something smells amazing.
I hope so.
Have a popper, Dom.
She's got a brother, has she?
Basti, yeah.
Basti?
Oh, what does he do?
He's studying to be an accountant.
Oh, like Usha's brother.
Yeah. But he spends more time running this company of his.
Oh, yeah?
He promotes club nights and that. That's how we got these VIP tickets for tonight.
Oh. Oh, I see. Very enterprising of him.
Well, they are, aren't they?
My brother is such an idiot.
Yes, he does.
He's only gone and dropped the keys to the Audi down a grating. Dad is going to go crazy. I'm so sorry. I'm so rude. You must be Susan.
Yeah.
And Neil. I've been dying to meet you.
Same. How'd you do?
Mum? Dad? Venetia.
It'll be about 20 minutes. Is tomato sauce okay with it?
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
It's good that Dad managed to persuade Mum to go out.
Yeah. She didn't exactly celebrate much yesterday.
Well, you can't expect every birthday to be a big deal. Especially not at her age.
Oh, charming.
That's true. And she liked her present from Clary.
Yeah, that was sweet.
It's Brenda's birthday soon. It's a wonder she hasn't started dropping hints about what she wants.
You reckon you'll still be going out then?
Yeah, of course we will.
Not if Mike has his way. Or Roy, judging by earlier.
It'll go away in time. Everyone will forget about it and get on with their lives.
Oh, you think so?
I know so. I've been here before, when I went bust.
I don't think that was quite the same.
Oh, no. Jazza slagging me off, and Susan...
That was completely different. You weren't taking the blame for someone else.
Helen, please. We went through all this the other night.
I know. And you've all been tiptoeing round me ever since. Mum's got her sympathetic, I just want to help face on all the time, but doesn't dare say anything. And Dad keeps giving me little morale-boosting hugs. I'm sick of being treated as if I'm completely feeble-minded.
No one could call you that.
No. Well, everyone treats me like some kind of retarded child.
No, they don't.
So why can't I be allowed to be held responsible for my actions?
Helen, look, for the last time, will you give up this mad idea about going and confessing to the police?
But Tom,
no! If you really want to be adult, then accept that it's too late. It's done now. Just get over it.
Saw Tom tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Pillock.
Oh, Roy.
Well...
No, I don't feel the same.
Still can't get my head around it, Dad.
Well, why would anyone do that? Drive on.
Well, search me.
I mean, if he'd been drinking or something, you could almost understand it.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's just... It bugs me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you know, cup of tea?
No, no, I'll do it.
No. I've got to get this knee back working.
Okay. Ta.
What bugs me is that we've got to think about it in the first place.
Hey?
Well, you and Ailey got enough to worry about at the moment.
Oh, well.
You have.
Got the blood and the sperm test results, I tell you.
Oh?
Yeah, all fine.
Oh, well. Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So, it's all so blooming unfair, though, isn't it?
Why is?
Hayley, you'd be such a brilliant mum and who's desperate to have a kid of her own.
Oh, don't go on about it, Dad.
No, but she's got to be discriminated against because you've already got Phoebe, who's not even hers.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, to be fair, it's not just because of Phoebe.
No?
Well, you know, like they keep telling us, NHS in a bottomless pit. Got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, I know that, Roy, and I wouldn't mind... Well, I would, but not so much if Phoebe were yours and Ailey's, but she isn't.
No.
However much Ailey loves Phoebe's, and Lord knows she does, it still ain't the same as her having a little one of her own now, is it?
Oh, Dad, I'm sorry, but can you just give it a rest, eh?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I know you're only trying to help, and the fact is I agree with everything that you say. How do you think it makes me feel that Ailey might never have a chance to have a baby of her own because I've already had one with Kate Aldridge?
That has to be the most delicious curry I've ever eaten.
Yeah, fantastic, Mum.
Mmm, great.
Oh, thank you very much, Venetia.
You've got to give me the recipe so I can give it to Mummy for the Pony Club ball.
Oh.
It's perfect. We're having a Bollywood theme. She can give it to the caterers. It can be the veggie option.
I'd have it again. I'm not even veggie.
Exactly.
When is this ball?
Next month. Haven't you heard about it?
Oh.
I'll get you all the details. We're so proud of ourselves. Tables of 10, and we've managed to hold the price. Same as last year, £85.
Ooh, that seems very reasonable for a ball.
Yeah, I don't know how you're doing for the money.
Well, Basti's DJing for free, so that's a help. But these days, 85 quid a head's nothing, is it?
Per head?
I mean, the Friends of Borchester General charged 105 for theirs.
That's daylight robbery.
Just what I said.
Yeah, anyway, we better get going.
Oh, this fruit salad.
Sorry, Mum, I don't think we've got time.
Oh, well, never mind.
No, I don't eat any more. I shan't be able to dance. Can we take these out for you?
No, you're all right, love. You just leave them.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. They'll just go in the dishwasher.
All right, then. Thank you so much, Susan. It was fabulous.
Oh, any time.
Yes, you must come again. Nisha?
I will.
Are we going or what?
All right. I'll call Bastian and tell him we're on our way.
Bye, Mum.
Dad.
Bye, love. Mind how you go.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Well.
Happy now?
Oh, Neil. If I'd ever thought Venetia Streatfield in my house, eating at my table.
You think she'll do for Christopher, then?
Do? Oh, she's a lovely girl. So friendly and natural and...
English?
That's got nothing to do with it.
No? Oh, excuse me.
I wouldn't have treated her any different if she hadn't been.
Apart from slaving over an authentic English meal, perhaps?
She enjoyed it, didn't she?
She seemed to, yeah.
Oh, Neil, what's the matter with you?
Just a touch of indigestion, that's all.
She seems very keen on our Chris, didn't you think?
Well... It's hard to tell, isn't it?
I thought the way she was looking at him.
One thing I didn't get. Why's her brother called Basti?
Oh, I asked her that. It's short for Sebastian.
Oh. Pardon me. I'm sorry, love. Have we got any bicarb?
In the cupboard by the fridge. Oh, it's at times like this I do miss Betty. I'll have to phone Mum. Tell her all about it.
Right. Two grandsons, little used, slightly grubby condition, delivered as requested.
Thanks, Phil.
Boys, don't get Biff too excited.
And here's Josh's sports bag.
Thanks.
Shall I take this shopping straight in?
Yeah, please, Jill. Would you like a cup of tea?
We got time, Phil?
Well, yes, of course. Christine doesn't want us till 7:30.
Oh, it is 7:30. Good. Only Susan kept us so long chatting.
No change there, then.
Well, not so much chatting as addressing us from cloud 9.
What?
I'd say she was pretty close to heaven, wouldn't you, Jill?
Definitely.
What's all this?
They were meeting Christopher's new girlfriend last night, weren't they?
Yes, who turns out to be not Nisha.
But Venetia, as in Venetia Streatfield.
Oh. Well.
She was in the panto, wasn't she? One of the ladies of the court.
That's right, she's a lovely girl.
Yeah, no wonder Susan's pleased.
Oh, she's not pleased, David. She's somewhere between ecstatic and transported.
Right, did someone mention tea?
Oh, yeah, of course. Sorry.
You've been going through the ewes, I take it?
Yeah, running those that need it through the footpath and then dagging off their back ends.
It's not too bad a job with two of you.
No, Ruth wasn't helping. She was busy on the computer.
Oh, well, just as necessary.
Oh, yeah. Dad?
Yeah?
Just wondered what you thought. Ruth has suggested that she might take over the management of the herd.
Oh, I see. Not replace Sam, then?
No.
Well, I think it's an excellent idea. And she's run the herd successfully in the past. And I'm sure she'll have learnt a lot from Sam.
Oh, yes.
I'm a bit daffled, David, just why you're even asking me. I'd have thought it was the obvious route to go down.
Yeah, sure. No, I just, thought I'd sound you out.
Right.
There would be a knock-on for you and Mum, you see. We would be leaning on you even more for childcare.
Well, you know that isn't a problem.
Well, even those two, Terrace.
We love having them, you know we do. Keeps us young.
Well, if you say so. Thanks, Dad. But listen, don't say anything to Ruth, OK? There's still a lot to sort out.
Hang on!
Oh, Helen.
Hi, Mike.
Sorry.
Takes me longer than usual to get to the door at the moment.
That's what I came to ask. How are you?
Oh, well, had the stitches out Wednesday. Knee still sore, and me hip.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that it? You come all the way over here to ask how are you?
Not exactly.
Oh, no. Now, look, if you've come to give me a pitch on Tom's behalf or Brenda's...
No, it's not that. Well, in a sense, it is.
Hey?
Mike, I've got to talk to you.
What?
Please.
Okay, you better come in. Little Holly's really come on.
Yeah, I weighed her today. She's only a few kilos off the other two now.
Oh, that is good.
Phil, had we better get going?
Oh, I suppose so. They're real time wasters, these girls.
Yeah, don't I know it. Well, I better get on and do the others. I'll see you, Mum.
Bye, dear.
What was that for?
Ruth's still not herself. Very subdued.
Well, there may be a bit of better news there. She's offered to take over the management of the herd.
Really? When?
As soon as Martin finishes. He's expecting to be here another month, apparently.
I see.
So, if she's thinking of putting her all into the farm, despite all this friction between them...
Despite all that horror that went on between them, you mean?
You're only surmising that, Jill.
I know.
We don't know what went on, remember?
No.
But whatever they've been trying to work out, well, this has got to be a step in the right direction, hasn't it?
So that's it, really? There's no more to say.
Yeah, well, I think there is. What were you thinking?
Mike.
You mowed me down and left me for dead.
No, we saw you get into Robert's car.
You didn't know that when you drove off. I've got to get my head round this. I just can't believe it of you, Alan. You've been quiet all this time, letting your brother take the blame.
I know.
I've been carrying on about him to Brent. Does she know the truth?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, what have you done?
I know it was wrong. I've known all along. I wanted to go to the police and own up, but Mum and Dad and Tom talked me out of it. They said it'd be worse for both of us now that...
You're too right it would.
I've been thinking about it non-stop, and I thought if at least I could tell you, that would be something, you
Oh,
know.
Well, thanks very much.
Oh, Mike, please. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh. It's such a mess.
Well, whose fault's that, eh?
I'm such a mess. All my life's one big car crash. Whatever I do, it all goes wrong. Everyone I love leaves me.
Ellen, come on. Put yourself together. Ellen, come on, this won't do. You look... Oh, blimey. I'll get you some tissue, shall I?
When you had football, Josh?
It was ace fantastic. I scored.
Brilliant.
Don't forget you've got to clean your trainers before Monday.
Oh, Mum.
I'm not doing them.
Dad.
No, your mum's right. You've got to learn.
Finished.
Is that all you can eat, Ben?
We're missing the Simpsons.
Two more bits of carrot. Come on.
Then can we get down?
All right. You can get yourselves a yoghurt and take them in the other room.
Ace. Thanks, Mum. Finished.
Okay, Benji. Well done.
Get the spoons, Ben.
I am.
See ya.
Yeah, and... Can you shut the door, please?
Okay.
They're proper farmers, the two of them. They eat so fast.
Yeah. Thought we were bad.
Do you want coffee?
No, not yet, thanks.
Right. I thought I might... At the weekend...
Yep.
I thought I might have a look at reformulating the ration a bit. I'd chat it through with Martin first, of course.
No, actually, I think it's a good idea. He said something to me about it.
Did he?
Yeah.
The silage analysis is good.
Well, this batch, anyway. Great ME.
And if we're trying to cut back the cost of straight...
No, I agree. That feeder wagon's there to earn us money, not spend it.
Great. I'll have a look at it anyway and let you know.
Fine. Bruce, listen, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
About the herd.
Oh, yeah?
And I think, on reflection, that it would be a good idea for you to take it on to me.
David!
You're still up for it, are you?
Of course! Of course I am! I wouldn't have suggested it unless I really... Thanks.
Well, makes good business sense, after all.
Yeah, of course.
Shall you have that coffee now?
I'll do it.
No, no, it's okay, I'll do it. You stay there.
And the worst thing is, I don't seem to have learnt from any of it. Not moved on. Not learnt a thing. The one thing people said to me after Greg died was that if I could get through it, I'd be the stronger for it. But it just hasn't happened, has it? I didn't get through it. I can't have, else how come I ended up in the clinic? And that's the same. People said that after that experience it would make me stronger, but it hasn't. I haven't. I can't have really dealt with... What was all that manic drinking about? And making a fool out of myself with Ross.
Well,
I'm not a stronger person. And in a way, I never wanted to be a stronger person, actually. All I wanted to be was the person I was before any of this rubbish started happening to me. Not that I can even remember who that person was.
Helena. I don't know what to say to you, love. Except, well, you and I've been through a lot, haven't you? For a girl your age. I mean, you have. I don't know how I'd have felt. Well, all I can do is think how I felt, how I feel about Betty. How I'd have been if she'd been taken when I was your age. She went young enough as it was. Don't get me wrong, and I ain't saying I'm not bitter about it, but we had far longer together than you and Greg. Or even you and John.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, if I never meet anyone else or never have a day's happiness again, well, I can't really complain. Because I had so many great years with her. But on the other hand, you got all your life ahead of you. You got so much going for you.
Oh, I haven't, though, have I?
No, this is what's got to change, Helen. You've got to start believing that things will come good. That you can sort yourself out, that you can feel comfortable with yourself again.
How? How do I do that?
I don't know. I ain't the right person to ask, but... Well, I mean, how about... Are you still in touch with any of them counsellors from the clinic? Eh?
Not really. I don't want to go back in somewhere.
Oh, no. I ain't saying you should.
Anyway, that was for my not eating.
Yeah, I know, but all I was thinking was it might be a place to start.
Maybe.
But the other thing is, you ain't said any of this to your mum.
Oh, I can't do it to mum and dad again. They went through so much with me before.
Helen, they're your parents. It's what they're there for.
Still, I'm 27, Mike.
Like that makes any difference. They still love you. They want to help.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm sure I am. And if I know your mum, I bet she's aching to do something to help.
Yeah.
This is all too big for you to handle on your own. It all goes way too far back. You need your mum and dad with you on this one. They love you, Helen. They only want to see you happy.
Me too.
Promise me you'll talk to them.
Yes.
Talk to your mum first, I should.
Yeah.
You promise?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I will.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. Well, Mike will be giving Roy a lesson in compassion when we're back in Ambridge just after 7:00.